All right, so I want to talk, or I want to train, and so we got people online, so my laptop is here, and my brother in front of me. You want to come on camera and be seen? Because you look good. Well, come on anyway. It's all right. Come on anyway. You look good. He's a good-looking brother. He's got
Not today.
He's got his...
I ain't shaved.
He ain't shaved. He got his zoot suit on.
Hey,
he got his zoot suit on.
Okay.
Good.
I ain't heard that word in years.
I ain't said it in years. This is like 2003 since I said it. We want to talk about the law of attraction. I am starting this first part of the 30 days off in this law of attraction with the thing people do not understand. It is so important to understand this. Feelings. Okay? Now, I'm going to have some Q&A going on. And I'm going to talk real quick. And I want you to understand this here. Okay? So, I'm going to talk first. I'm going to let you guys ask questions. Do me a favor. Ask questions. Because there are thousands of people out here that need the benefit of your questions. Now, also you, while listening to me, I'm telling these in person or online, and you, be present. Whatever you're doing, don't do it. It's not important. Be present in this moment. That's part of what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about your feelings. As much as you do not understand, or even understand, you are one big feeling. That is it. It was agreed upon before you ever got here that God, that you would call God, the creative source, was so complex in its language that you would communicate through feelings. This is just the way it works, okay? You taking notes. Good job. I appreciate you taking notes. Your feelings are your highest conversations with God. What you call God. Your feelings are how you communicate with your future you. Because words don't matter. So this is what I need to get. Words are not objective. Words, as long as a language is alive, that language will change and those words will change meaning. Everybody listen to me. As long as language is alive and those that language has words in it, that those words will change meaning. I'll give you a few examples. In fact, you all help me out. Bark. What does bark mean?
Dog.
Okay, dog. Okay.
Roof, roof.
Okay, roof, roof. Do you have a different one? You can't hear? Okay, I'm losing connection here. It's more than likely my connection in and out. So we're going to change that while live here. Probably going to... Is it in and out like really, really bad? All right. What we're going to do here is hang up. I'm going to switch you to FaceTime or put you on the phone. One or the other. We'll make it work. Okay. All right. So I'm disconnecting here because I want her to hear this. Now, the online person. Bark, you said woof woof. Now, since she is disconnected, what I want to do here, I'm going to try FaceTiming first if she has an iPhone. Since she's disconnected, she can't hear. I'm going to say bark can also be a tree.
Right.
Okay, right? And listen, let's see when she comes
afterwards.
Okay. So let's see. We're going to see if that works for her. Okay, can you hear me? Is this better? Is it still breaking up? Okay, it's better. She says it's better. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this out. I'm going to put you... Okay, so you should be on speaker. Great. Now, give me a definition of bark. Besides dog.
Bark of a tree.
Okay. All right, see? So while we were disconnected, I said, I'm going to say tree. Okay, you get it? Bark of a tree. Then you can even use bark as a phrase. As in that... Like spilling the beans, there's a phrase for that. I'd probably use it for
colloquialism.
It could be colloquialism. You barking up the wrong tree. You get it? How this
idiom?
Idiom. That's what it is. Thank you. You're barking. Good job. Good job. Good job. You're barking up the wrong tree.
Yes.
Make sense?
Yes.
So as long as the language is alive, that language would change. Okay? Can you still hear me? The moment I start breaking up, please let me know. Okay? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Outstanding. Cell phone working a bit better than the computer. So check this out. The reason why I'm bringing this up to you is because words are not as powerful as you think. They are powerful, but they're made up. Words are only gibberish that we use to describe feelings.
True.
If you're taking notes, you should write that down. Words are only little, if we're writing down, they're just circles on paper. We just circle them into letters that you call it. Depending on your language. If you have a picture language like Hebrew, then those circles are pictures. If you took your letters from the Roman alphabet like English, then you have what you call alphabets. Make sense? Thank you. We have alphabets. So you get what I'm saying? Now, what is here is the understanding that your words don't mean stuff. Okay? I'm trying to get you to understand this here. Although your words are valuable, although they are pretty, although they are wonderful, they're not the preferred way that the creative source of God communicates with you.
Right.
Is everybody understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That means your feelings are. So if you feel bad, your inner being is screaming, stop. We have agreed upon what is greatness for you. We have agreed upon what is your supreme destiny. You and I, inner being in you, because I've told you before, you're just a physical extension of what the creative source is. So we, before you came to your consciousness, you and I agreed. What is happiness for you? And the reason why you feel bad is because I'm screaming at you, stop. Because this is not what you want. This is not what you want. So if you're in a place, and that place gives you nothing but bad feelings, your inner being, God, let's give you some termination for inner being. Inner being, consciousness, your future self, your right self, your Holy Spirit. We go on and on and on. It doesn't matter. Okay? The terminology is not important. Why? Because those are words.
Mm-hmm.
We quiver and argue and go to war over words. And we never pay attention to the feeling. We want to be so right with our words that in our rightness of words, so we can be right, we never really experience that we feel bad when we are right. Think about it. How many times have you been with your significant other and you won that argument but felt bad? Think about that for a second. This is all law of attraction. Every time you win, every time you hurt someone, you feel bad for it. And you feel bad for it because your inner being is saying you shouldn't have won that. You picked your pride over harmony. You picked your pride over this job. All you had to do was just be in harmony with that situation, and we would have won. But you didn't want to be in harmony, you wanted to be right. Which is why you two and the many people who I teach, you always hear me say, you could be right, or you could be rich. Because words, although they have their power, they're not objective. I can prove that you're not objective. I'm speaking English. In 1400, this language did not exist. How can something be objective if once upon a time it did not exist? Then some of you take the words of your holy scripture. You take the words of your holy scripture and you try to force them to be the word of God and not the feeling of God. I got you. The feeling of God would never let you harm someone with words. Let me clear something up real quick. That is not to say your holy scriptures are not the word of however you want to say it. That's between you. What I'm saying is when you take what you think is the word and you put nothing but angry feelings behind it and hurt someone with it, you're now ignoring God talking to you, saying, don't do that with my word. Okay, go ahead. Got a question over here.
I just answered it.
Yeah. Well, for sake of the audience, so they'll know the question and know that you did just answer it. My question was,
put this over here because noise cancellation.
Help me understand the
you ain't got it. There you go.
You know, with words.
Okay.
Understanding that words are not objective.
Not.
Okay. Words change. Language change.
We got 100 thousands of languages.
Right. Okay. And with me being a preacher.
Okay. That's right. You are a preacher.
I'm going to relate to life and death lies in the power of your tongue.
Okay.
Which will say the words you speak. Right.
Right.
But you answer that by saying something even more powerful than just saying the words you speak. It's the feeling.
That's right.
That come behind.
That's right.
The words you speak.
That's right.
That's the life and death.
That's the life and death.
Okay.
That's right. So had you asked that question, that's what I would have told you. The formula that all of you need to remember is thoughts plus emotion equals creation. All of you need to remember that. Thoughts plus emotion equals creation. Watch it. I'm going to die right now. See, I didn't die, although there's power and death in the tongue, because I have no emotion behind that, because I ain't trying to die. Does this make sense? I'm not telling you to speak death over yourself. I'm saying if I really believed that I was going to die, and I kept saying it, that thought plus emotion will go out, and I will die. And it will be because I've prophesied my own death. Because this has nothing to do with religion. Yes. 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 You're having a breakthrough. Let us hear this breakthrough. Come now, sir.
No, because you just said, okay, I will prophesy my own death.
Right.
Again, with me being a preacher, I went to the church.
Well, that's why I use that word, because we were talking to a preacher at the time.
Right. So that just hit a light bulb in me. Because that quick, I reflected on every prophet I've ever met.
Yeah.
Any prophet I've ever met that was considered false didn't have emotions with the words he was speaking.
Which in the church world you would call conviction.
Right.
What is conviction? Something you truly believe in. Mm-hmm. See, if you're doing something fake or falsely, you don't believe in it. Mm-hmm. You can simulate the power of belief, or the emotion, or the illusion of I believe in this. Mm-hmm. I can sweat and do this all day, but deep in my sponsored thoughts, or what Napoleon Hill calls auto-suggestion, or dominant thoughts, I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. This is why it does not come to pass. Everything in this world is a feeling. Feelings is just a word that we made up to describe vibration. That's it. Since it's so hard to say, you know what, I am vibrating at 98,373 megahertz right now. You say, I feel bad. You know what I'm saying? It's easier to do that. I need you to truly receive. And ask questions at any time. I need you to truly receive that when you feel bad, your inner being is screaming at you to stop doing whatever you're doing. Now, I was explaining to me and a good friend of mine was having a good conversation about this, an equal conversation about this. that when you, an equal, I'm mm-hmm. stressing this, an equal conversation about this, you in an argument, you think you feel bad because I've done something, you've done something, or the person has offended you. That's not the way it works. Mm-hmm. You only feel bad because your inner being is saying, no, you want harmony with this person. This person is in tune with your future, in tune with your reality. It's not that you feel bad because I did something. Why? You can never change me. I can never change you. I can never change you. I can never change you. Ever. I can only change me. That's it. I can't change you. That's you and your vibration. I can't change you. The only thing I can do is change how I feel about what you're doing to me. And when I change how I feel about what you're doing to me, at that moment, I become a master, a god of my feelings, of my vibration. And gods are not weak. So you can't make me do anything that I do not want to do. Does this make sense? Because mm-hmm. my feeling has been mastered by me. Mm-hmm. So if I feel bad because you mistreated me, that's not why I feel bad. I don't feel bad because you made me feel bad, because you can't. I feel bad because my inner being is saying, stop this argument. This argument keeps us from our dreams. Or stop arguing with this person because this person is tied into your dreams. We didn't agree to this. I'm saving you from hurting your future feelings. I had to start. I've got to start off this first 30 days with this. In the movie The Secret, Lisa Nichols says, before Lisa Nichols start talking, it's a lady before, I don't remember her name, she says, the psychologist says got all these thoughts. And the lady says, you can't monitor your thoughts, that's too exhausting. And Lisa Nichols says, with a great tone in her voice, that you have these thoughts, you have these feelings, and if you feel good,
you think that you
right? You understand, and you feel bad, she says, starts off with the negative.
With the day.
Hate. Revenge.
You have a bad day.
You get it? Mm-hmm. You get it? You're just, matter of fact, since this is my training, I can do what I want.
Yeah, I'll play that part.
Yeah, I'm going to find that part and play it. I can do what I want. but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
It is important that all of you completely understand that in your feeling of what is going on in your life, what is happening to you, okay, what is happening to you, what's going on, all these things are not what you want. So let me stop talking real quick. Let me find this little feelings section real quick. And if you can YouTube it faster than me, that will work too. I'm going to find it. I think this is it right here. Alright, here's Lisa Nichols talking 2008. She's talking about the first step. So here we go. I do not own this film. This is a secret. Okay. But it is relevant. Okay, cut my speaker on.
Make a command to the universe. Let the universe know what you want. The universe responds to your thoughts.
Hold this. Make sure this is being seen properly.
Write it out on a piece of paper. Write it in the present tense.
Let's show it to the camera.
Vibrating. All right, so have been grateful now that. And then explain how you want your life to be in every area.
And this is really fun. This is like having the universe as your catalog. And you flip through it and you go, well, I'd like to have this experience. And I'd like to have that product. And I'd like to have a person like that. It is you just placing your order with the universe. It's really that easy.
Step two is believe. Believe that it's already yours. Have what I love to call unwavering faith. Believing in the unseen.
Your wish is my command.
And the universe will start to rearrange itself to make it happen.
Okay, you bring it back.
Most of us have never allowed ourselves to want what we truly want because we can't see how it's going to manifest.
So I'm going to explain what's happening here. This whole belief. Most of us won't allow.
That's a feeling.
A belief is a feeling. Belief is a feeling that overrides doubt. Belief is a feeling that says, here is failure. I override you in the name of my belief. I have no intentions on not getting what I desire. I see the facts set before me. These facts intellectually create doubt for me. However, my feeling says I don't need facts.
I need
my experience.
Mm-hmm.
This is making sense.
I almost went to church on you, bro.
Okay, I almost went to church. Now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open it up for questions, and then I'm going to tell you what's next. And what's next is going to be very hard for you to accept. Okay, so let's open up for questions right now. Let's take one from the phone, and let's see what we got. Okay, no questions from...
Because I have a great understanding of what you're discussing.
That makes good sense. That's why you're such a high level of awareness. Question.
No, I actually don't have a question.
That's cool too.
You answered the only question I would have,
mm-hmm.
and that was awesome because I was a brew broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah.
Fair enough. No, no. Again, of course, I mean, I'm surrounded by two highly level, with a high level of awareness, so they have a clear understanding. Makes sense. All this makes sense. Your feeling governs what you desire. It governs what you're attracting. It creates a reality, but it is this universe. It is your God communicating with you. Feelings are objective. It either feels good or it feels bad. Now, why you're feeling can be completely subjective. Your perception can be throwing you off. That's all. But the mere fact that you have this feeling, it is killing you or it is blessing you.
Can you repeat the last thing you said? I didn't hear.
No problem. The mere fact that you have this feeling is killing you or is blessing you. It is your body, your inner being saying, listen, we love you. We're not going to let you do this without knowing that we disagree with this. We disagree with it because you disagree with it. You're doing what you disagree with. Yes.
Okay, I do have a question now.
Okay.
With feeling and uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because sometimes In order to get, and I have an understanding of it, in order to get anything you want that's worthy of you, it's not going to come in comfort. But I also understand, and you taught me that, even what we think is uncomfort is really comfortable for our body, right?
Right.
So when you're feeling uncomfortable, is that a feeling to move forward?
Fair
or
enough.
A feeling to say, let me analyze this decision before I make it.
Well, it just depends on the situation. If you're feeling uncomfortable and you're supposed to be doing that, you don't feel uncomfortable. You feel like you should be moving forward and you're consciously telling yourself, no, no, I shouldn't.
Mm.
And that is causing uncomfort.
Mm. Because it's called confusion.
But scientifically, it's calling what they call cognitive dissonance. It is, you got two neurons holding two competing ideas. It is causing neurologically frustration. And frustration causes uncomfort. It is not that you feel uncomfortable. It is you feel good about moving forward. You're disagreeing about moving forward. And that disagreement with your inner being says, don't disagree with me. Here's some uncomfort.
Mm-hmm.
So you can understand that you're disagreeing with the wrong thing. You told me this is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm giving you uncomfort. Because if you don't do this, it will be pain instead of uncomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Got it.
Now flip that. It's not something you're supposed to be doing. And you feel uncomfortable. It's because your inner being said, hey, this is not what we're supposed to be doing whatsoever. Don't do this. And then you override it and say, nah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to date him. I'm going to date her. I'm going to smoke this. I'm going to curse this person. And it says, you sure? Because that's not what you want. Get this uncomfort so you don't do it. You get it? And of course, you do it, and that's why you go into pain. Mm. Uncomfort is your inner being saying, wait, what you're about to do is not what you want to do.
Warning before destruction.
It is the warning before destruction. That's all it is. It's the warning before destruction. And about what you're about to do means, if you're supposed to, let's give you an example. I'm supposed to go back to college. Oh, man, I feel uncomfortable every time I think about that. You're supposed to. You're feeling this uncomfort because what you're about to do is quit on your dreams. Mm-hmm. And if you quit on your dreams, what you receive after that is pain. Mm-hmm. So the uncomfort is the warning before the destruction of yourself, your dreams. Mm-hmm. Said it the other way, more concisely. I shouldn't go over here. Death is that way. Yes, we shouldn't go over here. But I think I'm going to go over there and try it anyway. See, we want to be alive. Because you told me you want to live out your highest expression of yourself. You're trying to go over there. Get this uncomfort so you don't go over there. Because if you go over there, there is destruction. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Good. That's what there is. There is just destruction. Feelings. Feelings, feelings, feelings. Is this complex being simply talking to you? Everybody got what I'm saying thus far? Mm-hmm. On Tempest, did you get what I said thus far?
Yes.
Outstanding. Because you have a good understanding of this. I'm setting up the second part of this conversation. That is all I'm doing. The second part of this conversation is going to hit you both hard and anybody watching. Okay? You're not going to like what I'm going to say. It is going to immediately hurt in your head what I'm getting ready to say. So we have a full, clear understanding that comfort and uncomfort, good and bad feelings, hurt and pain, joy and laughter, they're feelings. You understand what I'm saying? They're feelings. So you are feeling good. Got it? Or you're feeling bad? Make sense? All right. Makes sense. Whew. That being said, I want to talk to you about prayer. Okay? Boom.
Can you repeat what you just said?
Yes. I want to talk to you about prayer. As I sit into this, my office, relax. Did you hear me? Am I breaking up?
Yes. All right. Breaking up like every other word.
So I'm going to call you because you can't miss this. All right. That's what we're going to do. Good live training. I like it. I'm getting ready to say something very powerful. Come on, headphones. There we go. Oh, yes. It won't even let me hang up. It's trying to reconnect and I'm trying to hang up. I won't tell you who my cellular provider is. I shall just tell thee that they're failing us right now, live, in front of a lot of people. And my Wi-Fi provider, too. Okay. Uh-oh. There we go. Now, let's talk. Up until now, you have understood the feeling that I'm talking about. Both of you agree. I understand exactly what you're talking about. That's good. Let's talk about prayer. I want to tell you that you pray from a wrong position because you pray as a victim.
Yeah, you said.
I've said that before. It's true. But what I have a tendency to talk to people slightly above their level of understanding, especially if it's a crowd, because I can't go as deep as I want to just because of pushback and acceptance and rocky soil, and then I want everybody to understand. Mm-hmm. Stop asking your creator for stuff. See? I know. I told you you're not going to like this. Okay? Can you hear me, Tempest? Okay, you're just in my headphones, so nobody, I don't have you on speaker. Now, you're asking. And you, now remember, both of you and then all of you online are saying, yep, I understand what you're saying about feelings. That's good. I understand about feelings. Everybody understood about feelings, correct? Everybody got it. Mm-hmm. Nobody could disagree that we said feelings. Mm-hmm. And I said, yep, you're finished, your inner being communicating with you. And he was like, yep. And I got a full understanding. Like, yep. Okay. When you have to ask, I need you to understand that you feel you don't have it.
Hmm. I don't deserve it.
Or don't deserve it, which still, I don't have it. Mm-hmm. I'm. Listen to me. Because if you don't catch this, everything is going to build moving forward. I'm not, I can do this behind a green screen, do it lecture style and let you have it. And you could be like, wow, that was so professional. I'm not looking for professional. I'm looking for, wow, that was great content. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what I needed to change my life. Wow, he gave this away for free. I would have paid $5,000 per class for this. This is what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for watch how great I am and how great my media team is and et cetera. Okay? Listen to what I'm saying. Most of your feelings that are guiding your life, y'all are not aware of. I need, like, catch this concept. I went to some of all those feelings, and you're like, yeah, I get it. I feel bad. You're aware of that. You're not aware that every single time you ask your deity of choice for something, you're not aware of the feeling that says, because I don't have it. Mm-hmm. You're not aware that in you fundamentally is lack. And you have to overcome that feeling of lack just to finally receive. This is why your prayer is not being answered. Because of the feeling. Mm. Your God does well answering prayers. Just not the ones that you think you got to overcome lack to get past. You don't have to ask for anything. Yeah, I'm trying to make this make as much sense as possible. He had a breakthrough moment off camera. You don't have to ask for anything. Expect everything. The law of attraction, the people who apply the law of attraction habitually walk around expecting favor. The people who get lucky, they expect to be lucky. The people who have and be everything that they desire, they expected it. Mm-hmm. You expect bad news. So you get all the CNN notifications, the Fox News notifications. You expect political arguments. So you that's what pops on your Facebook timeline. Twitter, you're the poorest place. The poorest place in the known, in the new known world. Is social media comments. If you ever want to see poverty at its finest, go to a viral thread and listen to the and read the comments. Just go and read the comments. It is a great story of this little kid drinking clean water for once. And you have a lot of negative comments. Why? Because they feel bad, and the great thing about feelings is feelings love to be shared. The bad thing about feelings is not a law against sharing them. It is not a law against people sharing poison with you. It's not. Not poison as in the feelings. Real poison, yes. Poisonous feelings, no. There's no law protecting you against poisonous feelings. Now everybody listen, everybody lean in. This is vitally important. I need you to grab that you are worshiping or experiencing, in fact, you're not experiencing, you're asking. And since you ask, you say in your feeling, I don't have. Thoughts plus emotion equals creation. So you create more of the experience I don't have. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is what this is. It's not changing. You don't get to argue with this because this is objective facts. You're feeling when you pray. You don't have to ask for anything. If you're Christian, all over your Bible says what you're asking for. Whatever you ask, I already gave it to you. Most of you are waiting for permission to live when you've already been given permission to live. You're asking. You're saying, please, may I? If you have to ask, it means you do not have. I want to fundamentally change the way. See, this is what you're not aware of. You're not aware of that when you, I give you an example. You want to make $40,000 in the next 30 days. Guess what you're going to ask? How? That is one of that three words has robbed more dreams than the word no. No has never robbed dreams. Anybody with a prosperous mindset that hears no, I'm going to show you. No means next opportunity. It's an acronym. Next opportunity. That's it. When you hear no and you go, well, I can't get it that way. How am I going to get it? Uh-oh. There go those three words again, those three letters. Uh-oh. How? How kills dreams. Because how says, I don't know. And you only create the experience of, I don't know. And you get more situations and more people and more lovers that simply reinforce you don't know anything. And you walk around not knowing. And you pray to your God not knowing. Expect. Lisa Nichols says it in the secret. I'm going to go back there. You go to your mailbox. Here's a bill. Here's a bill. Do yourself a favor.
Expect a check.
All right. That's what you say. Expect a check.
That's and I expect it.
You get it? Every expect. Day. Think about it. When you expect. Like just me saying the word expect
did something.
It just does something.
I got a feeling.
It just expect, and it's, so I can't even, expect. It doesn't even sound right.
Right.
I can't with low self-esteem say the word expect. Even if expect can only come with emotion. Even if I'm angry, I expect you to respect me.
Mm-hmm.
You see how much that how much
power?
It was like an invisible just energy just went. When you expect comes with power. And where there is power, there is creation. Power, true power, is felt, not seen. True power. Watch your feelings. Your feelings, they're killing you or they're blessing you. Law of attraction. Everything in this world is a big feeling. Everything. It's all a big feeling. You're a big feeling. The universe is a big feeling. And we're feeling one another because we're all connected, whether it be entanglement or whatever you do in the least of these, my brother, you do also done to me. Quantum physics, Bible. It doesn't matter. We're all one feeling. Experiencing the feelings of ourselves, and we're only allowing into our reality others who want to share in our feelings, even if it's by accident, even if it's unintentional. Watch how you ask for things. I don't ask for anything. You'll never hear me pray and ask. So would you like to know the solution? Gratitude. Thank you. What do you want? What do you want next year?
Trump, house, financial freedom, prosperity.
Okay. Truck, house, financial freedom, prosperity. Tempest, what do you want in the next year? Just say it again, I can barely hear you.
Pay for someone's house and my own house.
She wants to pay for someone's house and her own house. Okay? Next year. Pay for someone's house and her own house. I'm going to do you both. Let's go to your deity of choice in prayer. Okay, I'm not trying to fit into anybody's religion. Both of you believe in Christianity.
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. And when you want me to put that on speaker so you can say that? Or just Tim has gained some great insight. I'll say that. He said strongly over there. Okay. But all of us do not necessarily believe in Christianity, and this is not the point. This is if you're looking for which religion to write, that's you're in the wrong place. Okay, you're in the wrong place. I am not, under any circumstances, religious. I understand every major religion. The top six, in and out, because I like to communicate with people. This is me. All right. Now, but since in front of me there is strong Christianity, I'll take that perspective and I'll take the non-Christian perspective. Same time. Okay? So we'll put the non, I'll answer Tempest's with the non-Christian perspective, house, and I'll answer yours with a Christian perspective. Not that one of you chose the other, that's just what I'm going to do. Okay? Good. For illustration purposes. You. God, I just want to thank you right now. Not only for my life, but for the truck you have on its way. I want to thank you for the prosperity that you've given to me, not only right now, because as I speak, my voice does not tremble. That's prosperity. As I speak, I exit oxygen, and I have no lack, because when I stop speaking, I breathe in more than what I put out. That's prosperity. I thank you that I'm not naked as I pray to you. I am clothed, not only in my right mind, because you use this Baptist gift. I had to speak your language.
Yes, sir.
But I'm also clothed in robes that cost more than what I used to be able to afford.
Come on, man.
I remember a time when I couldn't afford a $50 suit. Now I wear $1,000 suits. I thank you that my closet has more money in it in clothes than I ever accumulated or held on to at one time.
Come on, man.
For that reason, absolutely. I thank you for my prosperity. It's on the way. My house is, well, that's Tempest. My truck is on the way. What else did you say?
House.
Okay, my house that's on the way. My beautiful marriage that will continue to be not only way on the way because it already is, but continue to be for the next 70 years. Thank you.
Come on, bro.
I fully expect that you've done these things. Why do I expect these things? Because you said come before you with boldness because you have grace. And then according to your faith, in Jesus' name, amen. Where did I ask him for anything?
True.
And where was I arrogant?
Super true.
And where did I violate the Bible?
Nowhere.
Exactly.
And that's what brings up the question.
Yes, sir. What's your question? Nah, you on camera. It's a real question.
Oh, it's a real question.
They didn't already saw you.
All right, man. It's a real question.
There you go.
Why are we taught to ask and ye shall receive?
Okay. You're asking when Jesus, there's nothing wrong with asking if you expect.
Okay.
And that's the answer. ask when
with
Jesus
expectation.
That, when your Bible says Jesus lifted up bread and fish. Think about his prayer to his own father. Mm-hmm. And when it came down, it was multiplied. Think about that for a second. Then, please, if you don't mind, I know you can do it. If
you said, thank you for doing it.
So don't think I'm being not true to your own scriptures.
Right, you are.
Your Jesus said, he said, thank you, Father, for doing this.
And it was done.
And when it came down, it was done.
Yeah, he asked him to do nothing.
Makes sense. All right. Now, non-Christian perspective. It doesn't matter. Any religion or atheist, it doesn't matter. Naturalist, doesn't matter. I'm going to write down the date that I'm going to buy someone else a house. And I'm going to write down the date I'm going to buy myself a house.
That'd be great.
Now watch it. What I'm not going to do is make my house away from this separate house far apart. Because when I say I need time, if I buy this one first in March, then I'm going to wait till November so I can recoup money. If I have to recoup money, I'm saying I don't have it. Mm-hmm. And if I have to recoup money, I'm saying when I get this house in March or in this month for this one person, I have to say I'm going to run out then. And what's going to happen? You're going to create a reality in which you're running out of money. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, how do we fix that? Glad you asked. I want two houses. This is going to happen. I am willing to die for this happening. I would do anything it takes, legally and morally, to make sure this happens. I would learn new information. I will receive information from people I thought could not teach me. I will move prosperously and control my thoughts and my emotions until I get to this point. I will leave any toxic environment of people behind until I get to this point. And when I do get these houses, may they be at the same time, someone else or some asset pays for it, and I continue to remain in massive overflow. The dollar amount I expect for each house, Houston medium, is $225,000 a piece. That means I need $500,000. I want this $500,000 to be no sweat off my back. I expect it. I'm already walking around like I'll receive it. That's me, so it be done. There is no difference.
Thinking we're rich.
I actually took the whole 1-6 model. Think Girl Rich has a 6-step model. And I literally did the whole thing in that example. You get what I'm saying? Did you see the difference in my feeling between your prayer and my natural statement that I wrote down? There was no lack there. In fact, for some of you right now, listen to me online. Listen to me in person. You felt energy. You were like, woof. All right. Wait a minute. Am I supposed to shout right here?
Yes, woof, Lord.
You get it? Am I supposed to? Woof. Why was I motivated by that? Because I pushed off what you needed. And you don't need lack. The truth is, lack and poverty are enemies of God or prosperity. However you want to look at it. Lack is the enemy. Poverty is the enemy of God or lack. Allah.
Cheeto. All that.
Whatever you believe in. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
This whole lesson, in its entirety, draw a little square in the air, has been about feelings. Your law of attraction is simply the side effect of the law of vibrations. You have a word for vibrations, feelings. So said plainly, the law of feelings creates the law of attraction, and the law of feelings is searching out any feelings that match it. and will give it unto you. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate.